How do you process anger? That's what this week's episode is all about. This episode is quite a departure from what I'm used to delivering to you and what you're used to seeing from me. This episode, though, is so essential. This episode has stimulated so much growth for me, because it was the necessary work that I needed to learn how to make space for all of my humanity. You see, anger is a very natural human emotion. And while there is way too much anger as a default way of being, there is also way too much unprocessed, stifled, suppressed anger as a way of staying safe, dealing with fear. And neither of those is healthy, sustainable, or recommended. So in this 2-week episode, we are going to go on a journey, and I invite you to use this space to renegotiate your connection and relationship to anger. Because whether your way of experiencing anger is whatever happens, happens, or, oh, I can't show them that, because I'm going to be too threatening if I show them that, because I'm going to fall into this trope or that trope, all right? The angry black woman and the angry black man. Now Karen is weaponized. The yes and of this moment is that we have to be able to be present with our anger, to process it in a way that is neither destructive to us nor unnecessarily harmful to others. Find more content from the heart and mind of Dr. Duane at drduanemd.substack.com. That's drduanemd.substack.com. Come vibe with our tribe. We are tribal by nature. We make war, and eventually we learn the medicine of peace. Let's sit now, like our mothers at the communal table and our fathers around communal fire, listening for the resonance that turns noise to music. Just as a surgeon orchestrates healing in the body, I invite you to this symphony of the heart and mind. Because after 20 years, this sober cancer surgeon knows this above all. Our strongest medicine flows from the heart. Now, if you're ready, let's dig deep. Hey, y'all, it's Dr. Duane. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, and I am coming to you unaccompanied, unscripted, and goddamn it, unfiltered. Yes, I am making the best of this level 2 energy today, let me tell you, because, Nagasaki got triggered, all right, this morning. I'm just going to say that. Now, I'm going to keep this as professional as I can. But I got to tell you how it T.I. is, okay? And I'm doing this for my own good first. But I'm also doing it because, listen, I got no doubt in my mind that this needs to be heard, all right? By many people out there and maybe by some of you, all right? Some of you need to hear it because you need permission to show up in your humanity and in your truth. All right. Some of you don't need to hear it because you're just as bound as I am
by these internal, I'm going to say blocks for lack of a better word. I don't want to spend any of this time teaching, all right? I'm going to spend all this time being super, super, super real, because at the end of the day, that's what this moment calls for, all right? So let me start this off by saying every damn body, with rare exception, all right, rare exception, is doing the absolute best they can. I get that, all right? And I'm going to put myself right there at the top of that list, all right? And this morning, when I pick up that phone, I looked at the phone. I saw who it was. I said, am I going to answer this? I said, yeah, I'm going to answer this because I know it's about business, so I'm going to answer this. And when I picked up that phone and I could hear in the child's voice that she was calling me with news she knew that I didn't want to hear. But I was like, okay, listen, let's have it. What is it? And when at the ninth hour, you're calling me to tell me that you can't keep my appointment, when 2 weeks ago, I called you to say, listen, I've got a conflict. Can we please move the appointment? I want to come in at a later time. And you say, okay, Yesen, yeah, it's going to be a little tight that morning, but if you can't be here till this time, we'll give you the appointment at this time and just show up at 9:30. We'll give you the appointment at 9:20, show up at 9:30. That's when you said you can show up. No problem. And not only do you do that, but you then send me a text message confirming the appointment, same day. And then yesterday, you send me a text message saying your appointment's at 9:20. Please confirm with a C. C, confirm. And so then this morning you called me to say, oh, we were told that you're going to be 15 minutes late. And if you're not here by X time, we're not going to see you. I was like, well, I called 2 weeks to take care of this. So blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, and by the way, I'm going to be out of so-and-so and so. See, I'm trying to be professional here, all right, and not call these damn people out. And I'm not going to call them out, but I'm not going to let this moment pass, all right, because it's a teachable moment for me, and it's a teachable moment for whomever will hear. Like Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. So you damn right I'm going to be pissed off about that. You expect me not to be pissed off about that? Why? Who wouldn't be pissed off about that? Especially since the past 6 months of dealing with this service, all right, this aesthetic service, all right, that is a complete luxury that I'm paying cash for, has been one delay after another. We went in, we took all the measurements, everything was perfect, come back in 3 weeks, pick up your stuff, get there. Oh, they made this mistake. Sorry. We're going to have to redo them. Can you come back in a month? Okay, all right, fine. You know, come back in a month. And then they finally, you know, are fitting you to the things and they don't fit. They keep falling off. You have to come back multiple visits in order to get them put on. Finally, you get the person who knows what they're doing to put them on and they finally work. And you just, you know, make accommodation after accommodation. All right. You just, you know, things happen. You're professional too. So, you know, things happen and you're trying to give grace. All right. And you've been doing a lot of work, all right, over the last 10 years because you know who Nagasaki is, all right? You've lived letting Nagasaki run shit for the longest, so you know who she is. So you're just like, okay, sure, fine, whatever. You just let it go, but you let them know, hey, listen, like, this is starting to get a little, you know, it's starting to get a little old for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, like, really? But hey, well, that's not enough. It's like, okay, so then you come back the next time and then you point out, hey, you know, this thing is like digging into my flesh right here. It's like, oh, let's check that out. Blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, okay, well, listen, we're going to fix it. Call us back in a week and In a week, we'll have this taken care for you and we'll reach out to you with the solution. Week comes and goes. Do I hear anything? No. I called. Bottom line, ain't nobody done shit. And this is just the way it's got to be. So what do? You go back in there to get the thing that you could have left with a week ago when they weren't going to do anything. They were just giving you lip service. And you just power on because it's working for you. You're getting the results that you want despite all the bumps in the road. All right. It's about the technology. It ain't about the people who are delivering the technology. Thank God. It's about the technology. They've made the technology pretty much dummy proof. All right. So you better fucking believe that when at the end of this conversation yesterday, I tell you, listen, when I come in there tomorrow, I'm going to let y'all know that I've had enough. And when what you say to me is, oh, yes, I've heard that about you. Excuse me, bitch. And that's not what I said. I said two words, and the words were, excuse me. And because I know who Nagasaki is, and because I know she's always, waiting to enter stage right, when the bitch then followed with, yeah, if you were just nicer, I hung up the phone. Because let me tell you, this is nice. This is nice. Baby, if the grace that's been extended to you over the last 6 months cannot be recognized, if my humanity and my right to have a limit to my fucking patience is not enough, oh, you need to have a little education. And that's what we're here to give you. Okay? Because what this exposes for me as a black, gay, sober man in 2024, pushing on a decade in recovery, doing the absolute fucking best that I can to show up every day for myself and for others. What it showed up for me, okay, I'm talking about Dwayne. I ain't talking about Dr. Jenkins. I ain't talking about Dr. Dwayne. What it showed up for Dwayne is how Dwayne still, despite all this shit that he's done, all right, got out the trailer, graduated valedictorian, went to college on the full scholarship, mixed academic and need, was a Palmetto Fellow, was a National Merit Scholar, was Phi Beta Kappa, was Quaternion. They were so proud they let a black, I ain't going to say that other word because I'm in mixed company, in to their lily white group. They were so proud. And before I graduated, the president of the college, with my grandmother right there, had the nerve to say, you one of the best ones that we've had here, in this school that only had 70 black kids out of 2,500, He couldn't bring himself to say the word. What am I supposed to say in that moment? But we're going to go on. All of this work, all right? And still, when I'm confronted with this moment, have to go, should I apologize in this moment? Can I be a human in this moment? Do I have to apologize for being a black man again in this moment? Because that's what it feels like. That I can't show up as a human being justifiably angry at the way you run your organization and your practices, and someone's got the nerve to say to me, now I'm the customer, I'm the patient, to say to me, when you calling me to cancel on me at the last minute, and then you going to try to turn around and make it about me. And in that situation, I still got to take a beat and go, am I allowed in this situation to be a human being? Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Because this is the conversation right here. How can you, in 2024, show up as a whole human being when all of this shit structurally is alive and well? And not only alive and well, but people are working hard every day to solidify it, to memorialize it, to keep you from tearing it down. Now, listen, I ain't trying to say that the person on the other end of the phone, that that was her agenda. I am trying to say that all of those things come to bear on my experience each and every fucking day. And this is the point. You gotta learn to give me the same grace that I am bending over backwards to fucking give you. And until that day comes, oh, we are gonna have a problem. Now I'm out here doing everything I can to move the conversation forward. And this is what the conversation sounds like. Y'all need to know that in order for the consciousness that we say we want to embody, the consciousness that we say we want to evolve and to see made manifest in the world, in order for that consciousness to appear, to play out in living and breathing flesh, oh, some things have got to die. Some things have got to be put in the ground. And some things gonna have to be deliberately and intentionally killed. It's not gonna be all perfume and roses. It's gonna be a lot of shit with the giggles. It's gonna be some bruises with the hugs. And my fear is it's gonna be much more than it has to be, because we aren't leading intentionally with love. And we still fail to see the humanity in the person sitting right in front of us. So I'm not behind this mic to put anybody on blast, unless you're the person who can't see in me what you see in yourself. If you're that person, then yeah, we coming for you. And we not coming with any intention to hurt you. Oh, but that shit has got to go. Because there's no room for that where we're going. Love will cover a multitude of sin. That's what the word is. But it does not mean make an excuse for it. It does not mean apologize for it. It does not mean make room for it so the next time it can just act out and say whatever the fuck it wants to say. No. Love is action. And it's going to cover that sin. in the way that it shows up. It's going to cover that sin in the world that it builds, in the safe spaces that it develops and maintains and promotes. And yes, I am going to that appointment tomorrow. You better believe I am. They've already confirmed. I ain't calling them back. They confirmed a different time, which is what they should have done in the first place. I'm not going there to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not going there to put anybody on blast. I'm going there to get what I need for me. And it's about time, damn time, it's about damn time that you woke up and recognized that I shouldn't be doing any other damn thing but that. That's what you're doing. That's why you're there. You're not there for your health. You need to feed your family, pay your bills, contribute to your community. That's for you. Why should I be any different? I'm not. So watch your mouth. Remember your home training. We're not going to make this about your mama, all right? We know that somebody tried to give you some home training. And when I see you tomorrow, you better have fixed your attitude. If you don't know about Nagasaki, you need to go to my Substack and read the entry about Nagasaki. See, everybody knows about Hiroshima, but most people don't know about Nagasaki. Nagasaki was 10 times more powerful than the bomb at Hiroshima. But because the city of Nagasaki was ringed by mountains, as my beautiful Mexican husband likes to say, was ringed, all right? It was encircled. Fue montañas alrededor de la ciudad. Mm-hmm. The force of Nagasaki, the destruction of Nagasaki, was contained by those mountains. But Nagasaki was a powerful fucking bomb. And you don't want to have to set these things off. Unless you have to. Unless you're pushed to that moment. Follow peace with all men and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. And God knows we be coming in the spirit of love and peace around here, y'all. But there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. That's in the book too. And all I've come here today to do is to take a step forward. I'm here releasing this level 2 energy. Ooh, so good to vent. But in the process, I hope that I'm giving you permission to do the same in a way that is constructive, in a way that builds up and does not tear down, but most importantly, in a way that does not lead to bitterness, in a way that does not lead to self-destruction. You are human, and you've got to respect, define, and defend your own boundaries. And that's it for today. Love and light.
So, next week, I'll be delivering to you the conversation with the wonderful student coach that I was blessed to be partnered with in my IPEC training. And this experience with her was the natural, beautiful bookend completely prescribed by provision. You see the sheep right there? Yes, we are to be as innocent and humble as sheep, but we're also to be as wise and cunning as wolves. And there is space for all of that in human experience and human expression. Now, for more of this type of dialogue, wisdom, energetic resonance, I invite you to the new and improved Divine Assignment, only on Substack at drdwayne.com. I'm completely reformatting that experience, and I promise and guarantee you this, any investment that I ask of you to make, it's a bargain, and it is ultimately what is required for you to achieve what is only possible by, for, and because of you. So, it's a beautiful day over here. And this space that I am in is everything that I've always dreamed about and more than I possibly could have imagined. And my message to you, and the mission as well, if you choose, is that it is just as pleasurable for you as well, if only you will do the work. I can't wait to resonate with you further. And I am profoundly grateful for you. Love and light.
Find more content from the heart and mind of Dr. Dwayne at drdwaynemd.substack.com. That's drdwaynemd.substack.com. Come vibe with our tribe.